Trump's Department of Education creates NDEI portal to report schools' discriminatory practices. By Katherine Hamilton on February 27, 2025. The U.S. Department of Education launched a public portal on Thursday for parents, students, teachers, and communities to submit reports of sex and race-based discrimination in public K-12 schools. The portal is called the NDEI portal and allows the submission of an email address, the name of a student's school or school district, and a text box with 450-word limit for detailing concerning practices. Schools should be focused on learning, the top of the portal page reads. The U.S. Department of Education is committed to ensuring all students have access to meaningful learning free of divisive ideologies and indoctrination, the portal description states. This submission form is an outlet for students, parents, teachers, and the broader community to report illegal discriminatory practices at institutions of learning. The Department of Education said it will use submissions as a guide to identify potential areas for investigation. For years, parents have been begging schools to focus on teaching their kids practical skills like reading, writing, and math, instead of pushing critical theory, rogue sex education, and divisive ideologies. But their concerns have been brushed off, mocked, or shut down entirely, co-founder of Moms for Liberty Tiffany Justice said in a statement. Parents, now is the time that you share the receipts of the betrayal that has happened in our public schools. This webpage demonstrates that President Trump's Department of Education is putting power back in the hands of parents, Justice added. Related, the nation's report card for U.S. students shows continued learning losses since pandemic. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on his first day in office aimed at ending DEI programs in the federal workforce and subsequently signed an executive order ending radical indoctrination in K-12 schooling. The portal announcement comes nearly 2 weeks after the department sent a letter to K-12 schools and universities warning them to fall in line with Trump's order to remove diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies or lose federal funding. On Tuesday, the American Federation of Teachers, a teachers' union that supported school shutdowns and funnels money to left-wing causes, filed a lawsuit against the Department of Education over the letter. Last week, a Biden-appointed judge temporarily blocked President Donald Trump from implementing his ban on DEI programs at federal agencies and businesses that contract with the federal government. The judge's order does allow for the Attorney General to investigate and prepare a report on DEI practices. Related, exclusive, Education Department removes 2,300-plus webpages pushing woke propaganda from Biden administration. Parents Defending Education, Parade, recently released an investigation showing the proliferation of DEI policies in schools across the United States. The investigation looked at school districts by state that implement DEI through policy, strategic plans, or practice in general. The list, which is not comprehensive and is subject to updates, shows 610 total districts across 46 states and D.C. that abide by DEI. This includes 21,232 schools and 13,019,160 students. School districts need to end diversity, equity, and inclusion policies and return to the original charter of educating children, said Ryan Staley. Researcher for Parade. DEI has been a disaster for K-12 and the results are evident as roughly 70% of American K-12 students are not proficient at reading or math. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.